from KQED.
The state controller's office is scolding more than 100 local governments for failing to turn over financial data. As the California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains, the reports now include how much government employees earn.
You can look up some pretty juicy tidbits on the state controller's public pay website. A police officer in Beverly Hills earned $433,000 in 2011. The little city of Indian Wells in Riverside County boasted the highest paid city manager in the state at $677,000. Local governments have long been required to send financial reports to the state, but after the scandal in the city of Bell over inflated salaries, they now have to include more detailed information about employee wages and benefits, too.
This is very valuable data.
That's Jacob Roper, a spokesman for State Controller John Chung. He says the 126 government agencies on the list are all more than a year late with their financial reports.
The taxpayers, the policymakers, the leaders in these local governments really get a disservice if this information isn't provided to them.
The delinquent governments are mostly small water, fire, and utility districts, but also include the Bay Area Air Quality Management District and 9 cities, including bankrupt Stockton and the Kern County oil town of Taft, population 6,900.
We are a very small city, and we have limited staff.
Taft City Manager Craig Jones says they're late because of some staff changes in the accounting department at City Hall. He says Taft has nothing to hide.
We definitely don't like making the naughty list for any reason, so we're working very diligently to compile the information.
The tardy governments have until December 31st to file the documents or face possible state audits. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.